Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is Technoid Live from WGN, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me is Showbiz Shelley.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I like your blazer.
Oh, I'm blazing, baby. I'm blazing.
If you look, can't see.
Got the green inside for Technoid Green. That's how
the
we do
green
it.
Green outside. I like it.
You know, I was going to put on a green shirt, and I was like, nah, that's a little too much. You got to just kind of subtle.
No, this is good. It's very subtle, very understated, but I like it.
Don't you like my shoes that I wear with them too?
Oh, that match. He also has green on his shoes. If you're not watching the podcast at home.
You know what? It's like a leprechaun. I look fantastic on St. Patrick's Day, but every other day they're like, what's with this dude in his green shit all the time? I don't understand it. Anyway, it's great to have you back here. We're co-hosting this segment as always every Tuesday. We've got you in studio. I'm excited to hear some cool celebrity entertainment, lifestyle, tech event news from you.
I'm excited to tell you what's going on. So a couple things happening. The first being, did you hear about how Apple Music was going to put out Carpool Karaoke?
I did, actually. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's been postponed. They're not going to be doing it anytime soon. So initially they said that it was going to happen in April. And they, of course, acquired the rights to the segment from CBS, where it previously aired on The Late Show with James Corden. And they were supposed to put it as part of Apple Music's lineup, of course, part of the streaming service. But they said, no, not so much, that it probably, if anything, will come out later on this year. It's had a little bit of a hiccup. And I know that there's this kind of competition happening between them and Spotify, and they're trying to do this unique content, right?
Yeah.
And so this can't be good for them.
I mean, everyone's in this unique content game. I mean, Netflix is throwing money around like it's running, you know, like they're literally printing it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be weird to see, because, I mean, Spotify, they almost got me. They got me to download the app on my phone. But
I didn't even do that yet.
But I don't use it. I downloaded it. I was like, maybe Technoid will be on it. I don't know. Like, that's why I downloaded it. And at the end of the day, I'm still one of the millions of fools who pays $9.99 a month for Apple Music, because it's just easy.
We fool together.
Stupid.
Me too.
I like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing like stupid that makes it happen.
Hey, you know what? We run in packs. It's fine. So I was also really excited to actually bring this one up for you, because your boy, Elon Musk. That's your boy.
Yeah,
right?
He's my futurist. He's my guy.
Yeah, he's your boy. So he just recently came out with his girlfriend, Amber Heard. Do you know who Amber used to be
not
with? I'm trying to get you up to speed here. Okay, so she used to be with Johnny Depp. Okay.
Ooh.
They got divorced. It was very, like, very bad, messy divorce. And
well,
so
Elon's been divorced, like, twice.
Well, yeah.
Well, remarried and divorced. He has two.
He has a couple kids.
Yeah.
And so they were spotted out in Australia together. They went public for the first time. And this is, like, a big deal. They've been together for, they say, about, like, a year or so. And they were seen in Australia ziplining.
Well, so then you know it's legit, right?
And especially because she put it on Instagram.
That and the fact that the dude can literally augment reality. So he could just like be like, no. And just change all of your feeds over immediately.
You know what? That's true. Yeah. And so they I guess, were having a very nice time there. And she even put like a little kiss on his cheek, and then she put it on Instagram.
Did she hang out with J-Lo and A-Rod? So a little J-Lo A-Rod in there?
If that happened, my head would explode.
I'm saying.
I'm glad you know that, though.
Well, A-Rod, I mean, he's a big spender. He's a big name. J-Lo, she's an entrepreneur as well. I mean,
she is.
She's legit.
In her own right. Yeah, you're right. And so Elon, I mean, do you imagine that this would deter him at all in what he's doing?
Elon doesn't care at all about, there's like the world that he lives in, and then there's the world that the rest of us live in, and it just, as a budding sociopath myself, I have an ability to like turn my feelings on and off. I can only imagine what it must be like for Patrick Bateman, and the man himself.
Okay. So you're not worried about Elon
no,
in this
he's
particular
good. He's going to He'll send her to Mars, or he's going to Mars. Either way, it's fine.
Well, that's what a lot of these articles are saying, is that if anything, they can go to Mars together and live happily ever after. And we might never hear from them again.
The red planet. What the hell? What are you
going to do? So, but also, I would be, you know, I have to mention that you have your big showcase tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Technori. So hopefully everyone's going who's listening.
I mean, I hope.
Or
I hope everyone goes to all these things. And speaking of that, it's a great segue because we've got two people who are here who actually are going to be at Technori along with us. That stupid showcase that we do.
No, it's not stupid.
No, Avi and Sean, who are the co-founders of Ivory Clasp. First off, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I've been wanting to be on a Chicago radio station for a while now. The rest of the day, I'm pretending I'm Chief Keef.
There you go.
So right off the bat,
hashtag
goals. Hashtag crazy goals. You got to have crazy goals. So you guys are part of The Generator, which is, if people aren't aware, come to Technori and you'll learn more about it. If not, check them out at Generator with an 8, where you would think it would go, Generator with an 8, .com, and learn what I learned, which was they are, first off, they're one of the fastest growing, as well as one of the most successful startup accelerators in the country, and they're in the Midwest based out of Madison, but they're also now in Milwaukee and they're in Minneapolis, and they've done this in like a crazy fast amount of time. And I actually went to undergrad with one of the co-founders at Marquette. So it's so cool to see this stuff go. What is even more amazing is of the more than 50 graduating startups in their portfolio, they've had 50, if I get the number right, 59% have raised at least $1 million individually or have exited already, which is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And I mean, it is 100% the two of them, Joe and Troy. They are just amazing, amazing. Some of the most intelligent people I know.
Clearly.
Especially when it comes to startups. They have an incredible network. They have incredible insight into everything you need to know about startups. It's been a crazy
experience. So tell me a little bit about your, I guess, talk about the experience. Tell me about what Ivory Clasp is first, yes. And then sort of get into, you know, how the whole thing, like how has it worked? How has it been going into an accelerator versus just doing it on your own?
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, this is my second accelerator, actually. I went through Y Combinator in Winter 13.
Oh, so yeah. And that is literally the premier accelerator in the country, world, probably.
Yeah. No, YC was amazing. I mean, it's a different experience for sure. But I love Generator. I think Generator was way more helpful for us in our current stage. I think Y Combinator is catering towards something else. And I think Generator has been like a dream come true. So we're a way for brands to move excess inventory. So if you have a brand, you have all this extra inventory you got to recoup. Louis Vuitton goes as far as to burn it so they don't have to discount it. Everyone else has to discount it, and there's a bunch of problems with discounting. The most notable one is having to hold it for 90 days.
Sure.
So we have a subscription service where women fill out a personality quiz, and based on their results, we send them an in-season, on-trend handbag that they couldn't get for this price. It's not discounted yet. It's in season. It's a huge deal. It's $45 a month.
What? I love how you think of me when you have these particular guests in the studio. And they burn Louis Vuitton bags, is what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
The unsold inventory.
But they store the smoke and they sell it as perfume.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So you get to buy the smell of a burning Louis Vuitton bag.
They actually sell it to Abercrombie.
No. That's right. And they charge a couple thousand. Yeah.
So that's why it stinks so bad when you walk through those. No,
but,
I'm just kidding.
But what a cool idea. Oh, so what other types of brands? So what other brands do you work with?
So I can't answer that, right?
You can't? Okay. Because
the whole value to them is that they can move this inventory.
Without people knowing that they're at a discount.
Without people knowing. Okay. So it's a surprise to our customers. And we obviously, I mean, it's all about styling. So we have a lot of work in styling, making sure we get the right information from our customers. But we aim for everyone to get a bag that they absolutely love.
So how did you get into this? Like how?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, what was the problem that, I mean, is it just an opportunity you saw and seized, or is it?
No, so I'm an old school YC person, solve your own problem 100%. So there's two aspects to it, and I think Sean and I have different ways of looking at the problem. So I came from, my background's in marketing. I ran paid acquisition for another pretty popular women's subscription box. And there's a lot of problems with women's subscription boxes, basically around calculating lifetime value, LTV. And, you know, you could have a user stay for 10 years, and if they don't buy anything, you could theoretically lose money every month. So it's kind of hard to calculate that based on churn. There's two-way shipping, logistic nightmare, all that sort of stuff. And I wanted the benefit of a subscription company is that you can advertise on Facebook and Instagram. It's called direct response marketing, where people purchase it immediately. And it's kind of like if they could lock down their LTV like a SaaS model does, then you just, like, can just scale up indefinitely. And so I wanted to do that. I wanted to have a single product way to arbitrage direct response and SaaS marketing. And so Sean's family is actually in the handbag. Sean, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. So, yeah, no, I come from the handbag business in the fashion world, grew up in it. I did business development at Signal Products, Inc., worked with several licensing and branding companies. And, you know, I realized every brand, there's a thematic consistency between the brands and licensing companies, and that there's always excess inventory. And it can be mismanaged in so many ways. Perhaps a buyer drops out. Perhaps they're not able to hit their, you know, order minimums. Or perhaps they don't even know what they're doing sometimes. But
so in something like this, like I have to, and I'm going to lean on you because I don't know anything about anything. But when it comes to stuff like this, are you only, like, for right now, are you only in the handbag game?
Yeah.
Okay. Because in my mind, like, I'm looking through, and as you were telling the story, and then I listened to you also in this, I'm thinking to myself, all of the different pieces of inventory that, in my mind, when I think of clothing, I think of shoes, I think of leathers and wood jackets, minks, things like this. There's like a handful of products that stand out to me as an accessory that is not an accessory, or an accessory that typically costs more than whatever the stuff that you're even wearing next to you, accessory is.
Oh, yeah.
And handbag, in my mind, like when I think of the level we're talking, I think of jewelry and I think of a few other places
shoes, for sure.
Where I think of, like, you could offshoot this, and other companies have offshoot this stuff and offshot this stuff where they have a subscription model where you can get, you know, try this out. And wine is another one super popular. Everyone does all kinds of high-end wines. With the handbag thing, though, the margins have to be astronomical. So in my mind, I'm thinking...
No comment.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't even mean on you. I don't mean on you even. I mean just in general. Like, when they... Maybe Sean better suit this, but, like, leather costs what leather costs. There's different tanning techniques. There's different styles. There's different qualities. There's different things. But, I mean, I would imagine that the cost of producing handbags for Louis Vuitton versus whoever else comes down to how much they spend in marketing. He nods whether I can answer that or not.
Sean, I mean, you want to jump in? I mean, there's a lot of pieces that go into it. It's how the stitching is. It's how much time. I mean, one of the reasons that higher-end brands can charge more is because, you know, they might have to make five bags until they get one perfectly.
Sure.
So there's a lot of...
And there's a lot of handmade elements to it as well, which also are expensive.
Sure. So just to be clear, so you, if I sign up for your guys' service, I fill out a questionnaire.
Yes, and you can do it, by the way. We got a promo code for you guys, Sean.
WGN50, as in WGN50.
You get 50% off your first month. There's no trick costs, no shipping, styling fees, any of that. It's $22.50 your first month, no commitments. You get a brand new handbag.
Okay.
That retails over $100.
Done.
Cannot find it under $100 anywhere.
I can think of, besides the girl sitting next to me, three people who are going to do this.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, you got three new people.
And I think just from a personal perspective, I mean, you know, I get sick of everything that I have. You know what I mean? And so, like you say, with this kind of getting something new every month, it's always going to be new and exciting. And plus, you get to then obviously match your outfit, or, you know, it's kind of like a neat little thing to look forward to every month. So you have this questionnaire. What types of things are on the questionnaire?
You can take it and find out.
All right. He's making me go. I see.
You work in marketing, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course he does.
Yeah.
You know, I guess some of the things that I would ask then on this, and hopefully, you know, these aren't too deep, you can answer these. But how did you approach these companies? And because I think, I mean, man, I'm sidetracking myself. This is so brilliant to me, the idea that, you know, a company like Louis Vuitton cannot discount things. Yeah. It's in its brand,
right?
You know, DNA. You can't do that. Just kills its own brand. So, you know, first you have, you know, these insider things. How did you reach out to them and say, I got this great idea and a place for you to essentially turn your negative into a net marketing positive?
Well, I mean, you go to the people that are already being forced to discount it, and you'd say, how would you like to not have to discount it? And then, you know, there's a lot of other benefits. There's
sure.
cash flow benefits. There's inventory management benefits. There's, you know, the fact that you can actually tack on your order production, because right now you're limited by your retailer what percentage of the inventory you can send out to a discounter or to someone that advertises off price without getting penalized. So you reach out to them and say, hey, this is kind of how we do it. We save all these different pain points, and everyone has a different pain point they want solved.
And so for girls listening who, wow, this really interests me. Once again, I mean, what's the name of it? Say it again.
Ivory Clasp. We have nothing to do with elephants. We get a lot of people upset about the elephants, but we love elephants.
We are supportive of elephants.
Yes.
No, good to know. And I know that you say you can't give the brands, but can you give maybe the types of, like, what are they, big bags, small, they range in size? It's all over the place?
There's everything. The bags retail, like Sean said, usually $100 to $200. So you're not going to get a Louis Vuitton right now.
Okay.
We're offering a higher end tier in the future, but right now you're not going to get a Louis Vuitton, but you're going to recognize the brand.
Okay.
And the brand's logo will remain on the bag when I get it, correct?
Yes.
So I just want to be clear. So, I mean, I'm saying, if I hand this over to the girlfriend and she's like, yeah, I don't know if this is Chinatown or Bucktown or where, you know, like, it ends up.
I see where your mind is going. Scott wants to do this behind your girlfriend's back and then give her a new bag every month. Is that what you want
to
do?
No, she's going to listen to this track, and that's the end of this.
Okay.
And that's where that went.
Okay.
You know, I guess, so the other thing is, I love, Shelley, I love companies like this, because there's only a handful of people who have, and I look at us at Technology with this too, there's only a handful of people who have a certain, like in Taken, I have a certain set of skills, that have a certain background that would enable them to know what they need to know to be able to run and erect a business like this.
Yeah.
And you guys are that pair, which is so cool.
Yeah, no, we have like an awesome dynamic.
No, clearly. And so, speaking of that awesome dynamic and practice that you're pitching at Technology. The day that you come in for Technori, you end up, through your own volition or through Generator's volition, you end up doing five and going to be six pitches, because I think you do a pitch before Technori even. So you have seven pitches of your business in Chicago in the day that you're here.
I think Technori is included in the five. In
oh,
the next
oh, okay. So it's only, we're just going to cap it.
Oh, okay.
We'll
right,
cap
just,
it.
We can
right,
call it
right.
seven.
Lightweight.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is this counts. You're telling me your business here.
I'm telling hundreds of people. Thousands.
Yeah.
Millions.
This is, yeah.
Millions.
Trillions.
I think millions now.
There we go.
I'm not, yeah,
there
I mean,
go.
Because yeah. of this, we're going to push it. We're going to push it. Well, with a Technori 50 or WGN 50, you're going to be all set. So I guess the last kind of questions I have for you is, as you transition out of Generator and you launch this business and you get things kind of rolling, I'm not launch, but like really start to blow out the marketing effort. Where do you see that first next big thing for you guys? What's the next big thing on the horizon?
So the next big thing is a higher end tier. It's going to be 138. We think we're still figuring out the price point. It's going to be 250 plus. It's going to be more of the Michael Kors, Kate Spade arena.
Very cool.
Ooh, speaking my language. I like it. I'm going to check it out.
It'll be quarterly, though, once every 3 months.
Quarterly, okay.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, so that's the model, right? So you pay a monthly subscription, and you get the monthly one that's the $100 one monthly, and then you get the quarterly one that's...
You could choose either way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So then if you're on that subscription, you can just sort of... Is it accumulate points, or how do you know when to send people what? Like, is it...
So we're building out a more complex system, but right now it's awesome staff.
Yeah.
Sarah, Savannah, and a really complicated Google Sheet.
All the best startups start and usually sell with a Google Sheet still in play. Very, very cool. This has been awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Can we mention one last
Please
thing?
Please do.
So when we got the opportunity to speak here, and thanks again.
Of course.
There was another company that really wanted to come speak. I just wanted to tell everyone about Aaron.com. They're a home rental.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to have them on.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so Aaron is another presenter tonight. At Technori, and we're actually going to have them on in about 3 weeks. So they'll be on here May 11th or 16th
awesome.
Or 12th or something like that.
Awesome.
So That's no perfect. Need. We're going to get them on here. We want to get all the companies who are presenting to come on. So at some point, whenever they're in Chicago, you guys fly through Chicago again, or you drive through, I don't know, wherever you guys, where are you guys located? California or?
Madison.
Oh, you're the Madison guys, right?
No, we live in L.A.
Oh, that's
but
what I thought.
But we're in Madison for 3 months. Don't ask me why.
Oh. Yeah.
But
I'm joking.
Who doesn't like Madison? Madison's a nice little city.
No, I mean, Madison's great. We love Madison.
It's like L.A. 2.0, I think, I feel like.
You might be right.
It's around Green Street at like 11 p.m. It's like L.A.,
yeah,
sort of.
The weather's almost.
It's not L.A. It's not L.A. I'm just trying to help my Wisconsin folk, my Wisconsin folks out.
Sconnies.
Yeah, the Sconnies.
State capital is worth it.
Yeah, that was my bucket list, actually, to visit Wisconsin state
well,
capital.
You knocked that one off. There's a few more. There's a few more bucket list things that are going to get knocked off soon.
I also wanted to meet. Too. I want to go to Milwaukee.
Well, Milwaukee's fun. You can get drunk. You can drink all day long, and it's fun.
Yeah.
I went to Marquette. I spent a good
right.
period of time in Milwaukee that I will never get back and never remember.
But that's okay. I'm sure it was fun.
It was with the guys in Generator, so you know it worked out. Everything
that means you were drinking.
Oh, I was getting hammered. Yeah, I was getting absolutely annihilated. I wasn't drinking. Drinking's for weak people. I was crushing.
Hammer time.
All right, cool, guys. This has been awesome. Where do people go to learn more about you?
Ivoryclasp.com.
Ivoryclasp.com.
Ivory is in the color. Clasp is in the part of the handbag.
Cool. Yeah,
ivory not as in the elephant.
Yeah, ivory not as in the elephant.
No
Very cool, guys. This has been awesome. Thanks so much. And Shelly, of course, thank you.
Thanks, Scott. I'll see you later.
And they can find you at Showbiz Shelly.
Yes, on all social media.
Follow all social media, Showbiz Shelly, and she'll be showing you one of her new handbags very soon.
I know. I'll have to show that off on Insta.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. You can watch this episode and more on technori.com, download the podcast on iTunes, and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon, and follow Showbiz Shelly at Showbiz Shelly. Boom. That's a wrap.